Okay, it's all clean.
I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word, a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. It's a word that I hide in my heart, that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag, and to the Savior who's keeping this stand. One Savior, crucified, risen and come again, with life and liberty to all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Matthew, you got your own church tonight?
It's the last Sunday.
Sunday, yeah. Yeah, they have that, whatever, they have on Sunday, last Sunday tonight.
Did you have church on week tonight?
Yeah, they don't have Sunday night, that's the only one they ever have. All right, it's good to be back in the house of the Lord tonight.
Amen.
All right. Get up our prayer list. All right, remember Caleb's coming next next Sunday. So he'll present his ministry to us then. All right. Joseph Smith, Dean, Teresa Smith, Dale, Denise and Carol Love, Donnie Chapman, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Geraldine Schrantz, Gladys Keating, Children's Home in India, Betty Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy, the Taggart family, Rusty Hale, Kimberly, Jeff Hall, Alan Duggar, Dallas Keating, Saul, Sammy, Carol Lyman, Brendan Nations, Sue Carswell, Alex Mace, Billy and Karen Fry, Jacob Banner, Willie Reinhardt, Glenn Reed, Darius Moser, Juana, Bailey Smith, Shelby family, Leslie Cornell, Patsy Penley, Geraldine Chapman, Craig Stillwell, Mike, Elaine, Missy Morgan, Allie, Amy Claude, Lisa Buck, Edward Kirkland, Jesse Sigmund, Kim Sigmund, Miss Brown, Richard Danny Black, Cindy Rachel Hale, Pete, Miss Russell, Kenna Jones, Miss Evans, Barbara, Shelly Carpenter, Bill McKinley, Randy Longman, Sherry's dad and sister and son, Barry Brown, Scott, Karen McDaniel, Jeff, Dorothy Buck, Jeremy Johnson family, Frankie Llewellyn family, Amber Smith, Kayla, Anna Addy, Megan Watson, Janice Hendricks, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Brian Clark, Bill Gisby, Devin Fahey, Jimmy Walker, Judith, Morgan Little, Rosa Buck, Ray Wackery, Lucy Chapman, Ernie Buff, Jamie's husband, Nick's family, Keith Phillips, and James Schrantz. Is there anything you'd be added to the waiting list?
That person signing that you have there, it's my brother. There's one man who my brother signed with
me. Yeah, does he need to stay on there?
No, he need to get out. Okay. He's bailed. They have already over there in him. And he's gay. He in there.
Good. Okay. All right. All right. Does anybody have anything on your heart tonight?
Yeah, it's good to be back tonight. Thank you for saving me.
I'm thankful for saving me. I wanted to say, Lord, for saving you, and appreciate that you said good Sunday. And we finally have a good day.
Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Pretty good. Been good to us.
Amen. All right, all can and wills come and pray. four visitors out there. They couldn't get the door open.
No, I see two.
Yeah, that was four of them.
I have to get them some sardines.
And I'll take Richard after to leave his office.
Yeah, Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for another night to come to your house, Lord. We thank you for health and strength and breath, Lord. We thank you that you watch over us, Lord, and take care of us things. Lord, let us be a day when you can show us, Lord, where you is with us with everything. Lord, how you had your eyes on it and knew about it, Lord. And Lord, we'll just thank you and praise you and bless you, Lord, that you have took care of us and you're going to bring us safely home one day, Lord. We're just glad that all this mess will be over one day, Lord, and we'll be beholding you and looking at you, Lord, and seeing you in all your glory and your splendor, your majesty, Lord, all your power. Lord, we praise you and thank you forever, Lord. We pray that you help us to do it more down here, Lord, to be a better witness here to folks, Lord, to just tell them how good you are, Lord. If they only knew how good you are and how much you love them, what you did for them, Lord, surely want to be saved. Lord, we just pray that you help us to have a desire to pray and to, Lord, talk to other people and lift them up before you, Lord. We pray you give us faith to believe you and trust you, Lord, and know that you are on our side, Lord, and that you're for us, Lord. And Lord, we just thank you that you'd send your son to die for us, Lord. If you'd do that for us and punish him, surely, Lord, you'll take care of us through the rest. The hard part's over, oh Lord. And just thank you and praise you for it, Lord. And I just pray bless the service tonight. Lord, help the preacher and give him what you have for us, Lord. And pray for those on that prayer list, Lord, that you know whatever need is, Lord, and able to take care of it in your way. Pray you just give us patience to wait upon you, Lord. And bless the same, Lord, and ask it all for Jesus' sake. Amen.
No, it's got the engine battery in it. You just keep it charged. It's one of those, when that battery dies, you just throw away by a whole new thing. Of course, the only thing that's got batteries in it is the two microphones. So if one goes out, if you got the other one, it still works. So. And I've had comments on it, you know, it's better. Jesus now, at his dear feet, just humbly bow, confess to him your every sin. He'll save and cleanse you, give you peace and joy with him. I never shall forget the day when all the burdens from my soul they rolled away. It makes me happy, glad and free. I've seen his shadow for his everything to me.
Amen.
Down at the cross where my Savior died, down for cleansing from sin I cried. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. I am so wondrously saved from sin.
Jesus, so sweetly abide with me.
There at the cross where he took me in. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Oh, precious fountain, so sweet and sweet.
Cast the cords of a Savior's feet. Plunge into day and be made.
Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name.
There to my heart was the blood
applied. Glory to his name.
Amen.
Did I miss
first? No.
I mixed two. That's what I thought.
I just want to thank the Lord for letting me back to his house tonight.
Amen.
Thank him for all his blessings. Thank him for taking care of me every day. Dear despairing body, deep and pride, caring no my Lord were crucified, knowing no he was for me, he died on Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free, pardon there was multiplied to me. Then my born and sustained liberty I cover.
Lifting me, Lord, lifting me. Love so mighty and so true, marry my soul with some faithful love and servitude to him belong. Lord, lifting me, Lord, lifting me, when nothing holds a help, Lord, lifting me, Lord, lifting me, Lord, lifting me, when nothing holds a help, Lord, lifting me. So to that dear look above, Jesus completed that. He will lead you by his love out the only way. He's the master of the thief, build his will obey. He's your savior, want to be saved today. Lord, lifting me, Lord, lifting me, when nothing holds a help, Lord, lifting me, Lord, lifting me, Lord, lifting me, when nothing holds a help, Lord, lifting me.
Amen.
One more. I've served in grace and Savior. He's in the Word today. I know that he is living, whatever me say. I see his hand of mercy, I hear the voice of cheer. In just the time I need him, he always near. He lived, Christ Jesus lived today. He walked with me and talked with me, the Lord another way. He lived, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lived. He lived within my heart. In all the world around me, I see his loving care. And through my heart it's grown, I would never will despair. I know that he is leading through all the storms and blood. The day of his appearing, we come alive. He lived, Christ Jesus lived today. He walked with me and talked with me, the Lord another way. He lived, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lived within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift high you voice and sing. Eternal hallelujah to Jesus Christ the King. They hold the all who sing him, they hold the all who find. No, there is so loving, so good and kind. He lived, Christ Jesus lived today. He walked with me and talked with me, the Lord another way. He lived, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lived. He lived within my heart. Thank you, Jesus.
Everybody fellowship.
Thank you.
chapter 8 again tonight.
Chapter what?
Chapter 8. And I'm probably going to read verse just 31 again. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
First James, you pray for us.
Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We're so glad that we've got you, and we've got your word, and we've got the privilege of prayer, Lord. We've got the church, Lord. What more can we ask for, Lord? Let's praise you. Thank you for preaching. Pray you touch him and use him, bless him. Help our hearts, Lord, that you get the glory for Jesus' sake. Amen.
And let me see. Now we find in verse 32 it says that he that spare not his own son, but deliver him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay everything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? If it is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who even at the right hand of God, who also made intercession for us. Now, you know, we find here that, looking at the thought in verse 31, that God being for us, who can be against us? But, you know, God used his son, Jesus, to save us, to bring him into our, bring us into him. You know, Jesus is that path for us to get to God. Amen? Now, not only have we got God the Father that's looking out for us, but through the Lord Jesus Christ and what he did at Calvary, we're entered in with the bond with God through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And, you know, I like that because that makes us, we are part of him.
Amen.
Because of what Christ done at Calvary. I'm going to tell you something, church. Tonight, I want you to understand this. If Jesus had never been born into a man's body, if he would have never made that trip up Calvary's cross, if he had not died there on that cross and risen again on the third day, taking his blood and making atonement for our sins, because we're bound for hell.
Yep.
We're bound for hell. Yes. Point blank.
Amen.
Because without his blood, there is no remission of sin.
Amen.
Amen. That is important, that we know that we believe that we have faith in that. Folks, you can't be good enough. I can't be good enough.
No.
No man can be good enough on his own merits to make it into heaven. And I don't understand today is how some of these other religions, and I'm going to say religions, this only got, you know, they're basing you getting to heaven on your good works.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
My good works is not going to get me into heaven.
Nope.
Folks, I can go out here every day and feed all the homeless and clothe them. I can walk with every little old lady in Euchre across the street. I can get the shirt right off my back to anyone that needs it. But none of that is good enough to get me into heaven.
Amen.
The only thing that's good enough to get me into heaven is Jesus.
Amen.
And what he did, not what I done.
Amen.
The only thing that I done whatsoever that adds anything to my, if you can even say that it adds to you, my salvation is the fact that I surrender. That I said, yes, I believe.
Amen.
I have faith. I trust in God. I trust in His Son's sacrifice. That is what got me. That's what's going to get me into heaven.
Amen.
And that's the only thing that I can do in this physical body.
Amen.
To get in. And that is to absolutely surrender to the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
You know, just, you know, donate to the Red Cross or, you know, whatever. That'll do it.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
You can give all the blood you want.
Yeah.
It ain't going to get you nowhere when it comes to salvation.
Nope.
It's God's blood. His Son. That's what done it. There's no ins, no ands, no buts about it. That's the, that is the holy truth. That's the gospel. If you're trying to get in any other way besides through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, when you stand before God, you're going to hear those words, "Depart from me, for I never knew you." I'm going to tell you something, folks. Now, there's a lot of good people. I'm saying good people. Good. Those that did good is in heaven.
Yes.
Because they did not accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior.
Mm-hmm.
And there's people that's in heaven that we thought was mean as all get up. That, you know, that surrendered, that truly mm-hmm. accepted the Lord Jesus. It might have been on their deathbed. It might have been somebody that was, you know, hung for murder or for bank robbery or steal a horse. That right before that rope snapped, right before that injection went into their veins, that they asked the Lord to forgive them. Mean as all hell when they're in heaven because the blood was applied.
Amen.
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 Their names got written down in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
Those ones that says, "Preacher, I'm all right. I don't cuss. I don't drink. I don't smoke cigarettes. I don't mess around out here with other women." None of that matters. What matters is accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as our one and only Savior.
Amen.
Believing on Him. That's what matters. Amen. I want to get to verse 35 now. Keeping in thought mind of 31, where it says here, "For God be with us, who can be against us?" Now read 35. "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?" Nobody can. Just like right here. Who can be against us? Who can separate us from the love of Christ? No one. And the writer here goes and he says, "Shall tribulation or distress or persecution, famine, nakedness," you know, all these things that he goes through these verses, you know, about, you know, death or life or angels. You know, none of these things can take us from the love of God. But it can also not work against what God has done for us. Who can be against us?
Man.
None of these things can be against us. None of these things can separate us from the love of God.
Amen.
Or love of Christ. Just make sure we got to make sure I get it right. Because one's talking about God being for us, and the other one is who can separate us from the... None of these things can do either one of these two things. Folks, God is for us because He sent His Son to die for us, and we accepted that.
Amen?
Amen?
Yes.
I'm a saved, born-again Christian today because I chose to believe.
Amen.
Nothing can separate me from the love of Christ. Christ will always love me.
Amen.
Always. He will never stop loving me.
Amen.
Because He is the one who made that sacrifice to go to that cross. He loved me so much that He died for me. You think if He loved me enough that He would die for me, you think He would ever quit loving me? No. He will not quit loving us, church. Because He gave that. He was the one who was willing to say, Father, I will go. I will make this sacrifice. I will die for these people.
Amen.
And He will never quit loving us. No matter how mean and rotten we get, how, you know, awful we are, or how good we are, or how sweet we are, or how sour we are,
yeah.
He loves us for what we are.
Amen.
And tonight I want to tell you what we are. We are children of God.
Amen.
We are. Lovable in His eyes. We can look at one another and say, oh man, they're not lovable. They got a sour attitude about them or something. But God loves them.
Yep.
God loves us when we're sour, when we're mean, when we're hurting and in pain and it just makes us gripey and mean. Glory to God tonight. Church, I want you to leave here tonight knowing that God will never leave you or forsake you. Nobody can ever be against you because He is for you. But I want you to also know that Christ loves you no matter what.
Amen.
Now, ain't that wonderful tonight to know that?
Amen.
That He loves us. Even when we were unlovable.
Amen.
He loves us. Ain't it nice to be loved?
Amen. Amen.
You know, the love between a husband and a wife. I'm talking about true love. I'm talking about a couple that is truly in love with one another. That's a special love.
Amen.
It's a love that, you know, it's hard to be broken. The love between a mother and a child, or a father and a child, is a love. You know, there is mothers who's had sons and daughters that just went completely out of whack. And that mother or that dad, they still do everything they can for that child, even though they know.
Yep.
It's because they love him. That love is a bond that's stronger than any other thing. But think about the love of Christ. Think about the love of God.
Amen.
I mean, the Bible describes God as love.
Yes.
God is love. If a mom and dad or a husband and wife can have that strong, I mean, so strong of love for one another. Just imagine the strength of the love of God.
Amen.
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 How wonderful, wonderful that is.
Amen.
I'm going to be honest with you, church. I can't think of no greater love than the love of God. Not only was Christ willing, because He loved us, to die for us, but God loved us enough to send His Son to do it for
Him. Amen.
For us. Amen?
Amen.
That love of God. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. God be for us, there is nothing. The devil himself ain't got a chance to be against us. I mean, he tries. He tries to mess us up. He gets in this old flesh. Man, he plays with this old flesh. Oh, he'll send doubt and despair and all these things, but you know, you just put your faith and trust in God. And that's the key. Folks, that's the key.
Amen.
To winning over the victory of the devil. I mean, fighting the devil, you know, getting up there and wanting to punch him in the nose, or, you know, fighting with this, that, or the other. You won't put him on the run. You just start telling him how much God loves you.
Amen.
Tell him what Christ done for you. Devil, can you do that for your people? Can you love your people? He can't. The devil can't tell the truth, and he sure can't love. But God is the truth.
Amen.
And God is love.
Amen.
Without God, nobody can love. I mean, that's hard to think about, you know, to consider. But without God, there is no love. There is no compassion. There's no mercy. And there sure ain't no faith. Because He's the one that supplies all these things.
Amen.
You know, you got these people that their God tells them to go out and kill people. And they lie to them. Oh, it's alright to lie to them. They're a bunch of infidels. It's alright to kill them. They're infidels. But Jesus teaches us to love our enemies.
Yep.
To help our enemies when he's down. To show him compassion and mercy. I mean, why would anyone want to be with a religion of God that teaches them to hate?
Man.
Our Lord teaches us to love even the ones that are out there that's lost.
Amen.
They don't know Him as their person. We're supposed to love these people. Love them enough to tell them about Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. You show me any other religion in the world, any other God that they've come up with, that teaches to love everyone. I mean, actually, I seen it right there. Where did I see it? Right here. 32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us what?
All.
All. But all don't leave nobody out. And when I continue with this on Wednesday night, we're going to find that Christ died for all.
Amen.
Amen?
Yes.
After all, folks, we all at one time, all of us was hell-bound sinners.
Yeah.
Every single one of us was hell-bound sinners.
Yes.
But God loved us.
Amen.
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 All right. Does anybody got anything on your heart tonight? Okay, if not, Brother CJ, you pray for us.
Yep.
Wednesday's the only day will be a little more chilly.
Yep.